gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Welcome to Day 301. House Republicans passed their tax bill, which could cut taxes by $1.5 trillion over 10 years in a rewrite of the tax code. The New York Times, Washington Post, and Politico say the bill also cuts the corporate tax rate to 20%, down from 35%. It collapses the number of tax brackets from 7 to 4 and eliminates or scales back many popular deductions for individuals, including the state and local tax deduction, medical expenses deduction, and student loan deductions, but would double the standard deduction. The bill passed with 227 votes in favor and 205 against. The Washington Post and The Hill say the Senate tax bill would raise taxes on the middle class while giving large cuts to millionaires over the next decade, according to an analysis by the Joint Committee on Taxation. Taxpayers would see their taxes cut by 7.4% on average in 2019, but by 2027, their taxes would rise by an average of 0.2%. Those making $20,000 and $30,000 would have their tax bills rise by 25.4% by 2027, while people earning over $100,000 continue to receive tax cuts. The New York Times, The Washington Post, and KABC say a radio newscaster accused Al Franken of kissing and groping her without consent during a 2006 USO tour of the Middle East before he took public office. Franken apologized to Leanne Tweeden, saying he doesn't remember the events of a kiss rehearsal the same way. Franklin added that a photo of him with his hands over a sleeping Tweeden's breast was clearly intended to be funny, but wasn't. I shouldn't have done it. NBC News, The Washington Post, and CNBC say the Alabama Republican Party is sticking with Roy Moore, despite at least 9 women accusing him of inappropriate, unwanted sexual behavior. Mitch McConnell has called Moore unfit to serve in the Senate and has threatened him with an ethics investigation if he is elected in the December 12th special election. Moore responded to McConnell's threat in a tweet, quote, "Bring it on." Politico says Senate Republicans are exploring the legal feasibility of a second new special election in Alabama in order to save the Republican seat. The plan would call for Luther Strange, who was appointed to fill Jeff Sessions' vacant seat, to resign, causing a new special election in Alabama. Recent polling has the Democrat Doug Jones leading Moore by at least 12 points in the race. ABC News and NBC News say the Trump administration lifted the ban on hunters importing elephant trophies from Zimbabwe and Zambia, reversing a 2014 rule put in place by the Obama White House. Elephants are listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. CBS News and The Hill say a bipartisan group of senators introduced a new gun control legislation to improve state and federal agency compliance with the existing background check system. The bill penalizes agencies that fail to report relevant records while incentivizing states to improve their overall reporting. And finally, Business Insider and Politico reporting that Jared Kushner forwarded emails about a, quote, Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite to campaign officials, according to a letter the Senate Judiciary Committee sent Kushner's lawyer. Kushner received emails in September 2016 about Russia and WikiLeaks, but failed to turn them over to lawmakers with the rest of his documents on November 3rd. In the letter to Kushner, Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein wrote, quote, "There are several documents that are known to exist but were not included," end quote. Kushner has been asked to turn over all relevant documents by November 27th. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.